Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we also are encircled about with so great a cloud of witnesses, says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily comes upon us, and let you s run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was s e before him endured t he cross, despising the shame, and has set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Because consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Resisted to blood, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which ispe aks to yo, you as to children, my son, do not despise the discipline of the Lord, nor fi n t when you are rebuked by him, because those whom t he Lord loves h e disciplines, and disciplines every son whom he receives. If you endure discipline, e God deals with you as with sons, because what son is he whom the father does not discipline? N e but if you are without discipline, of which all are partakers, then you are bastards, illegitimate children, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had faith rs of o flesh who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Why truly for a few days disciplined us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no discipline for the present seems to be joyous, but nevertheless afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who are exercised by it. Therefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be too ned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up troubles you, and thereby many are defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane purse on as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Because you know how after wards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, because he found an place for repentance, though he sought it carefully with rs, because you have not come to the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice those who heard asked that the word should not be spoken to them any more, because they not endure that which was commanded, and if so as a beast touches the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. So terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Not refuse him who speaks, because if they did not escape what refused him who spoke, earth much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks, from he, Aven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he is promised, saying, yet, on, see, e more, I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. A, nd this, word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that at are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Sh, therefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, because our God is a consuming fire.